Schneider, very nice. Just want to walk us on Edwin Almond, ALMOND. This goes to Deborah Cobb, FNP. On 5/6/24, Mr. Almond performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 92%, period. Patient did desaturate to 84%, period. He paused at 2 minutes and 19 seconds, was placed on supplemental oxygen at 3 liters per minute, and was able to complete the study, period. Temporarily, he was increased to 4 liters a minute to during recovery, period. He did achieve 381 meters, period, of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Laura Diane Graley, G-R-A-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Katie Johnson. On 5/6/24, Mrs. Graley performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 90%, period. The patient paused at 3 minutes and 4 seconds due to dyspnea. Without desaturation, period, she did achieve 273 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 91%, period, of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Judith Palmer. This goes to John Blake, comma, PA, on 5/6/24. Mrs. Palmer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. The patient walked 369 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 93%, period, of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Jeremiah, G-E-R-E-M-I-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/6/24, Mr. Jeremiah performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. Patient walked 464 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period, of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.